Hi, I'm Stan.
And I'm Shen.
And each week we bring you the Stan and Shen Show. And each week we talk about fun things through our travels throughout the capital region. We touch on food, we touch on news, try to touch heavily on good news. And Shen's always available with hot takes.
Yeah, so if you could follow along and listen to us every week on dailygazette.com or on all major streaming platforms, we'd love to have you join us.
Happy Monday.
Sure.
Just because it's just a day of the week or it's the first day of your work week?
It's because it's Monday.
It's because it's Monday?
It's Monday and apparently nobody knows how to drive. People don't answer emails. And no one knows how to follow New York State Committee on Open Government laws. So it's Monday.
Monday. Okay. So we're instead of being behind the butcher counter to learn how like the sausage is made, we're going behind the laptop to learn how day in the life.
Yep. I'm just staying over people today. The week's already started. I'm just...
So I'm glad we're doing the podcast early on Monday so we can warn people.
Yeah.
That Shannon's already over you today. So in case you see us on Wednesday,
I'm sure I'll have a bright, happy smile, as I always do for the Stan and Shen Show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I try my best.
To bring it.
Sure.
You know who didn't bring it? My Phoenix.
They did not. They lost. I'm sorry.
It's heartbreaking. I'm telling you, Saturday, they had to win against the rival Albany Patroons. They came through with the win, setting up everything, you know, game three, best of three, at home. Decent crowd, less than Saturday night. Sunday afternoon, it looks like they're really tough to draw. And I'm down by 20. I mean, the Phoenix were down by 20. I was a very unhappy, despondent photographer, you know, because if the Phoenix win, everything writes itself. Life is so much easier. Everybody wants to talk to you. Everybody wants to celebrate. You know, let's do video. Let's do interviews. Let's do the podcast. Let's just, you know, the door's kind of open. So it's self-serving in that way. And then the Phoenix come back and they get it to within one with under 2.5 minutes left. And I'm there doing the Shen and I'm like, if they pull ahead, this place is going to explode and they're going to roll. Didn't happen.
You win some, you lose some. Tis life.
Very undisciplined. But the thing is, you know, I talked to Rebecca Clifford. I talked to Sam Clifford. And at halftime, Rebecca was like, no matter what the outcome, I'm happy about the season. And I mean, what first-year team comes in and has the record that they did? Number one seed, they got the bye. They took the regular season title in the Northeast in the basketball league, the TBL. So, I mean, in a sense, it really, I think they surprised a lot of people in that aspect. Congrats to the Albany Patroons, and they will go on to carry on the playoffs and go for another ring. You know, a franchise that has been around for a long time, has a lot of history, and obviously knows how to win. And knows how to change their game because seeing them play the Phoenix 6 out of 7 times, both teams have made adjustments against each other. So congratulations to both coaching staffs and we'll go from there. So that was the kind of like pretty much the weekend as far as good news goes. Besides Pride yesterday at Gateway, Schenectady Pride, absolutely awesome, fantastic.
That was your weekend. I stayed home and binged a new series.
Did you? What'd you binge?
A short series on Amazon called Better Sister. It's really good. Can't tell you anything about it.
Is that a shot at Dakota?
No, it's based on a book.
Oh, okay.
It's really good, though.
Better Sister.
Has Elizabeth Banks in it, who plays one sister, and then Jessica Biel plays the other sister, and someone gets murdered. You have to watch to find out. I can't tell you anything more because then it's like too much. I'm giving away too much.
Okay.
Anyway, so that's what I did.
All right.
Yeah.
And then we're back today.
We are.
So I was at
it's the we never had a weekend.
I was at the Belmont draw.
Yeah, how'd that go?
It went over. You know,
so I will say journalism is in a lucky number spot.
Number seven. Like the seven spot?
The sovereignty is in my favorite number, which is two. So who shall it be?
We shall only see. I will see live.
I will not see live. Do not plan on going.
I will text you.
We'll be nowhere near it. Nope. I think I'll turn off my phone for the whole day.
You're not.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
No, because you're gonna be doing Insta.
No.
You're gonna be. Oh, stop.
No. You I'm gonna be at the
off.
Bar.
You with your phone off.
Yep. Be at the bar.
I think it's a holiday. I think if your phone is off, you're either incapacitated.
I had 3 days off.
Or ran out of power.
I'm going to turn it off.
But before that, party. It's a party on Broadway.
Oh, God, no.
Yes.
This is why we don't get asked to MC more things.
All right. First off, totally incorrect. I'm not the one who goes, people love us. That's your line. And I just go, yeah, we'll be there.
Anyway, so Belmont on Broadway, back again. We'll see how big of a crowd it draws this year. 7 p.m. start time, which is different from last year. It was six?
It was six because there were three acts.
Correct. Also a change this year. So only two acts. The Uprooted Band and...
Gin Blossoms.
And Gin Blossoms.
God help me.
An alternative rock band. Yep. So, yeah, that compares to last year's Tops of Trees, Pat McGee Band, and apparently I only put in the story Blue Traveler, so hopefully someone adds an S to make it Blues Traveler.
Correct.
So you're not blue and traveling.
Nope.
They're just playing the blues.
So I had the opportunity to talk to Jesse Venezuela, who's one of the guitarists, one of the original members of the Gin Blossoms. He was still out in California. And it was awesome. It was my first ever conversation with a musician in a musical act because I've been doing sports for way too long, as we discussed earlier, a couple weeks podcasts ago. And he was wonderful and has a lot of experience playing at SPAC. And they actually played Summer Night on 2016 on State Street here in Schenectady.
Ah, so ties to the area.
Ties to the area. So that was, like, pretty awesome.
Hasn't Blues Traveler also played Summer Night?
They might have done that.
I see a running theme here. Maybe based off of who's played Summer Night in the past, we can guess next year's Belmont on Broadway.
You know, I talked to Darren at...
We'll just write him down.
Discover Saratoga. And I said to him, was like, you know what? The reception they had from Blues Travelers... talking to lead singer John from them was, how do we do? This is our first time doing it. And he had rave reviews. And probably management companies talk to each other. And, you know, we bring it as an organization, as a city. And I think that was an easy sell for Gin Blossoms. So they'll be here. And I'm actually talking to Michael Galecki tomorrow from formerly Rusted Root, now with Uprooted. Who will be opening at 7 o'clock. So I've got that tomorrow, and we'll see that on Wednesday. And the staff's been working hard. We put that great – do you want to talk about that great piece we put together for Sunday?
Yeah. So, you know, obviously a lot of concerns right now around immigration and immigration enforcement in the U.S. And, you know, I think people are well aware that Saratoga Springs labor force is heavy on immigrants. You know, we have track workers who are here on visas. We have other people who, you know, I don't know everybody's background of how they got here, but some are documented, many are documented, many may not be. The whole point of the matter, though, is like no matter who you talk to, there's kind of concerns all around about what could be happening as far as enforcement. There's concerns about, you know, having to carry your papers. There's concerns about whether or not there will be raids, I think it's like a 1% chance that they do it during Belmont on Broadway. I think it definitely turns eyes on Saratoga, but I don't think they're going to make a show of it per se. But I mean, we'll see. We'll be there. We'll see if anything happens. So, you know, we're keeping our eyes peeled on that. We already did have one person taken into ICE custody just a few weeks back. Still no updates on that because, you know, they're not very forthcoming with information.
No, it's a Chinese wall. It really is. It's disappointing in the fact that, and this is the conversation I had with Andrew Pugliese.
But it's no surprise when it comes to the federal government.
No, and again, I can understand, you know, releasing name or things like that, or they literally.
If you charge someone, they release your name and the charge you are facing.
Yeah, but this is now a different era. And again, detainee one was picked up because of this warrant based on these charges.
Yeah.
I think would be a lot more forthcoming. The conversation I had with one restaurateur, again, got both sides of it. That restaurateur talked to people at City Hall and people in City Hall, and they were told from the City Hall perspective that active warrants, what some of the charges could have been, again, unconfirmed, but and then from their staff, the statement was from their staff members were bad man. So again, in one of the comments was brown, white, purple. I wouldn't want that person in Saratoga Springs hanging around anyhow. So it was interesting, but it was great to see all hands on deck. You know, new to the staff, Tom Dinopoulos did a great job. You did a great job reaching out. Todd Shimkus had some great things to say.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's telling how much the labor force in Saratoga and just in general our country has changed, and how so reliant yet so naive I think people are to the fact of how much we rely on immigrant and migrant labor. And I don't think people realize that until they're just not there. And so that, you know, it will be interesting. It is not the first time that a raid has happened in Saratoga. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, one happened sometime between April and June in 2017 under the first Trump administration, which is how we know of some of these concerns raised by restaurants. And, you know, Todd talked about it. It's like the people who are working, regardless of their status, are here doing not one job. They're not affecting one business. They're, you know, I think as he put it, you know, parking cars in the morning and washing dishes in the afternoon and cleaning at night. Like, they're working all day, 7 days a week, because this is what they came here to do so that they could send money home or, you know, do whatever they need to do to live a life here. And, you know, regardless of how you feel about immigration, I think that the piece that needs to be taken away from this story is, like, regardless of how you feel, like, it's going to impact all of us at some point. And I think you're going to see that significantly in the labor force should those sorts of things start happening to a degree where, like, we're seeing dozens of people. I mean, we haven't seen that. You know, hopefully people who are here are documented or going through the correct processes. But again, I mean, that is a real concern in Saratoga Springs right now.
So regarding my conversation with the restaurateur, again, a couple key comments. One, I think that really hit home was that they said the immigrant labor, migrant labor, immigrant labor is the lifeblood of every restaurant in Saratoga Springs. Hands down, there are no questions.
I mean, I think if you go into most restaurants anywhere, that's what you're going to find.
You know, it's
like, I mean, we've been in a number of restaurants.
Yeah. It's a willing workforce. And again, throw stones as much as you want, because people will be up in arms that employees at McDonald's want $20 an hour.
Yeah.
And there's a whole uproar about that. You know, there's a situation.
I mean, I think, you know, and I took a look at some of the comments that were made under our post and people talking, oh, well, back in my day, you know, you had kids that went out and worked on the farm. But I'm telling you right now, kids are not doing that. You wonder why? Because kids have technology. Because kids are not doing that. Because kids are not outside as much. Because kids don't need to do that. Because you and your family decided you were going to have a better life for your kids, so your kids didn't have to do that. So where is that labor coming from? Yeah, there are some people. But, I mean, not enough. And when you talk, you add in a declining enrollment in Saratoga Springs, I can't wait to see what it's going to look like 15 years down the road when the kids that are currently in school don't come back during the summer to work at the track because they don't have to.
I'll email you. and let you know.
Stan, we both might be dead by then. Probably from heart attacks on the job.
This might be the first time you said both.
Probably from heart attacks on the job.
But the fun part of our job is going to happen Wednesday.
We'll see.
You said you were going to bring
it. How you do
it. You said you were going to bring it.
We'll see. That's the atmosphere. We'll see what happens.
You know it's going to be electric and...
It's going to be warm is what it's going to be.
It's going to be, yes.
It's going to be hot.
Yes.
People will both be yelling at us to put sunscreen on.
And you know what the advantage is for you? You're not a fat guy in the heat.
I don't think you're allowed to call yourself fat on the podcast, Dan.
Anybody who's met me, it's on the list. He's a nice guy. He's big. All right? You want to see a big guy? I'll see a big guy.
Well, you're tall.
All right. I've tipped the scales. I've been a biscuit over 300. I've been a fat guy.
Okay.
I'm a not-so-fat guy now. But I might hit goal weight Wednesday if I sweat enough off. I might hit it. I might like put on the old wrestling, you know.
You put on the sweatsuit?
Put on the sweatsuit, just sweat it off, coach,
oh,
make weight.
God.
But I'm excited.
We'll see how packed it gets. I'm intrigued to see how close they let us to the stage this year. Where Shannon has to bat her eyes with the security guards again to let you get photos.
That's why you're the best podcast partner in history.
Yeah.
So can you just let my friend in? We just need some photos for the paper. Like, you were on. It was like you were
extra.
It was
polite.
Like 17 trying to get into a bar. It was.
It's trying to be extra polite. We had a job to do. Sometimes that's what it takes.
So that was a fun memory. We'll make more fun memories, and
maybe Stan will go to the top of the city center. We shall see. Shannon will not be because Shannon's wearing a dress. So I'm climbing nothing. So
thanks.
You're welcome. I'll wait below for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. If you hear a high pitched scream, you know it's coming quick.
Just, I'll save the camera first.
That's it. You're gonna be well. We figured out last time is I'm not going up with the gear.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do the cell phone photo. Cause...
Yeah. I mean, I took one last year and it was solid, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll
I mean, it's not like there's a couple of trees in the way. You're only getting the shot you're
getting. We're getting the crowd shot. It's what we want. It's what, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I think a lot of people are looking forward to it. We're going to go through, look at windows, right? We're at the window contest.
Yep.
We're going to go on the scavenger hunt ourselves.
Maybe.
See how we do.
We'll see.
Yes, we are. And
apparently we have a to-do list now.
We do. We have to have a plan.
We had no plan last year. It worked out fine until the end. We couldn't make it through the crowd.
Right. That's why we have a plan this year. And maybe less than 10,000, 12,000 steps this time. Maybe we did a lot of circles last year.
We did. We don't have to go searching for the blankets this year. So,
yeah. So we're doing that. So I'm very excited. And then we're going to squeeze Thursday as a non-track day. And then
Thursday, I'm in court all day.
But not for yourself.
But not for myself.
Despite her driving.
That's thanks. It's not me. I'm worried.
You've been on probation. You've been on double secret probation. So you've done well. It's just no, but truly, everybody. I don't know if the weather changed, but I'm right there with you. I am.
Nobody
like,
knows how to drive.
I am really. Like, running gag is Bridget and I will say, "What is it? Stupid driving day? It's like month.
Yeah.
It's like." It's a
I got hit.
Driving almost. Month.
Listen, Schenectady Police, on the off chance that you listen to our podcast, you guys need to go sit down off of 7 near the Home Depot because everyone runs the stop sign at the Home Depot and also everyone runs the other stop sign near the apartment complex. I've almost died multiple times. I'm willing to give up my car because I will just sue somebody for the fact that it now costs me exceptionally more to get my really nice car back. But... I would prefer not to die.
You know what we should do? We should do a story. You know what we should do? We should take our mileage, right? Our mileage sheets. We are reimbursed for mileage at the Gazette when we turn it in. Stan. We should take our mileage and find out how much it would be for an Uber and then do that math. I'm just saying. But so you're going to appreciate this story. I have not shared this with you, but I will share it with you now because you are my co-host and my friend. Coming back from... Amsterdam last weekend. Okay. Beautiful day. So I'm driving. It's a Sunday drive for me. I'm driving back to Saratoga, right? And so sometimes when I drive like that, I will go under the speed limit just because I'm just thinking and driving and looking and not particularly working at the speedometer. traditionally when I do that, I'm under the speed limit. Okay. So I realize I'm like, oh, geez. So I get back up the speed limit. I'm usually a 5 mile over guy. So if it's 55, I'm doing 60. That's what I'm usually doing, right? I got somebody on my tail. And I'm like, dude, get over it. Boom. Comes around me, goes in front, and then just like takes off. And I'm like, you're a jerk, right?
I'm sure that's exactly what you said.
Exactly. But it's still a family podcast. I don't have that many beeps to put in. So then I'm like, okay. So I'm like, figure I'm one and done for this trip, right? Got a truck behind me now. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And now at this point, I know I'm doing 60, 62 maybe. And I'm like, dude, I mean, when like I can see the bugs on your truck in my rearview mirror, you're a little bit too close. All right, I'm driving a roller skate, a little black Fiesta, right? I am no harm to anyone.
A roller skate?
Okay. So this guy comes out around me, you know, got to barrel it on. So the thing is, not only is he doing it like right off my bumper and then around me, there are four cars coming towards us in the opposite lanes, you know, one lane each way. And I'm like, I got a few choice words. Pulls off in front of me. But there is a God. Because what was the first car coming at us in the opposite direction?
State police officer.
Was a trooper. So then a trooper pulls over, right? And I'm like, oh, please let this be. Please let this be. So there's five cars in the line. And we're going up to a traffic light. Trooper turns around, does a U-ey, and I'm watching. Comes up behind us. So at the there's a point where the other cars really start slowing down. And so now there's the truck and there's me. And I'm just here going, I said, do not come in behind me. I'm not the idiot who went around everybody because like I was going like maybe 60, 60, 62. I'm like, let's not be that ticky-tack. Nope, gets in front of me, goes behind the truck, red light by Stewart's at 67. As soon as the truck goes past Stewart's, the lights come on, and I'm like, there is a God. There is a God. Get there when you got to get there. Just don't be a jerk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like I understand sometimes we run late and we're in a hurry, and I understand all of that because we have all done it. But just don't be dangerous. But, I mean.
Also, I don't know.
Everybody's been raw. I mean.
Yeah, I don't know if some people need a little reminder, but there's that little thing on the side, and it makes a clicking noise. That's your left and your right signal. Let's learn to use them.
And not leave it on?
And not leave it on.
Stop sign.
Yeah, they're not rolling. This isn't winter.
It was funny. When I did the bus driving thing, they talked about the California roll.
Yeah.
So the bus drivers during their training was like very adamant. Like, it's full stop. And then you go forward. I mean, I can see people ahead of time, you know, and I'm watching and all the time I'm talking to Rita about driving and like, how do you, Rita does not drive. Conscious choice.
That's what I need to do. I need a chauffeur.
Well, I think we're all happy there's only one stand, so I don't know what you're going to do. That's why I think at the end of an Uber, she's like, what do you do? I said, watch the wheels. You see the wheels moving, you know, the hubcaps, you know, the wheel. You know, the rim moving, then you know they're moving or not. People are just not even tapping the brakes on these stop signs. And it's got to stop.
Yeah.
It's got to stop. And
I was like, and then these are the same people, though, that will do this. And then a bad accident happens. And I pray for your family. I'm so sorry you lost this kid. Okay, well, check yourself, too, before you wreck yourself.
There you go. That's it. Well, you may close it out now. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Shen out.
Mic drop.
So.
Sorry, these are reminders we got to tell people because apparently nobody knows how to drive lately.
So we got Belmont. I mean, that's really it. So we were supposed to have Kayla.
And hopefully
Eck on.
Okay drivers.
So we're supposed to have Kayla Eck on. So she's going to be with us next week post Belmont. Huge announcement with the Nightmare Market going on. So that's going to be next week. Then we're going to line up Justin Cook.
Hopefully,
which is just a phone call away. Justin will make it. He'll come in on lunch.
That's true.
You know, to come in. So we're going to be on Belmont on Broadway beginning at sometime on Wednesday. Somebody hasn't committed yet to a time or location to have brunch. And so stop by and see us. We're not hard to spot as we traipse up and down Broadway during the entire time. We do have small tokens of appreciation if you let us know that you listen to the Stan and Shen podcast. And for all things racing, listen to the Parting Shots podcast with Ken Schott, which he will be recording tomorrow with our own Mike McAdam, who will break down all things Belmont Stakes and 27 stakes races on the weekend, Friday and Saturday. I mean, it's huge.
No. I think it's 27 throughout.
27 throughout?
Wait, I don't know.
27 throughout, and I think it's – I know it's over $11 million.
Because it's
– in purse money. The Belmont Stakes, a $2 million race.
Hold on.
Okay. I will fill time here as Shen looks on her phone. We got a lot of – and also we got a lot of great events happening around Belmont, which you wrote about today.
Yes.
And I will fill in by just what I know from our friend Brian Bouillet, Communications Director at the National Museum of Racing and Hall of Fame. They're bringing it. They've got a gala on Friday. They have a great event on Friday. Or excuse me, is the gala Saturday? Belmont gala Saturday? You can speak as you're looking on your phone.
That's my I don't know face.
You don't know face?
I don't know.
I sent you the link today when I was out in Victory.
I apologize.
You didn't open it.
I did not.
Oh, man.
We were keeping this short.
No, you're keeping the short, not looking to open in my Slack message with stuff for your story?
Yeah, because we weren't going to use it.
We weren't going to use?
No, we weren't going to use it. Sorry to break it to you, at least not in this story that's going out tomorrow, which I need to go.
Okay, you can fix something in 2 minutes.
Okay.
So we get a lot of events at National Museum of Racing, for sure. Belmont on Broadway Wednesday. Racing begins on Wednesday. What time do the gates open for Belmont Week, Shen?
On Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday, they open at 11 a.m. Post time is 12:40. On Wednesday and Sunday, you can follow summer meet rules for your coolers, which I'm pretty sure just means you can bring alcoholic beverages in a can.
No glass.
No glass.
And chairs, yes.
And chairs, yes, apparently. And then on Friday, the gates open at 10. Post time's 11:40. You can bring coolers and non-alcoholic beverages. Saturday, the gates open at 9. Post time is 10:40. You could also bring coolers and non-alcoholic beverages. There will probably be giveaways. I'm pretty sure the first day is an I Love New York hat. But I'm not certain on that. Don't quote me on it. I cannot remember. I just know that there was an announcement. On Friday, Duncan's going to have a wheel you can spin to maybe win prizes, I believe. Those were the important things.
The Duncan wheel.
The Duncan wheel.
But you got the entry time. That's important for people to know.
Yes.
And we'll have a Gazette table there. That'll be manned by Keith from our sales department. And then Abby Burkhart will be there Friday and Saturday. And the lovely Rita, the co-host of Stan and Friends, which will be making an appearance on Saturday, will be there both Friday and Saturday. And we tentatively have a Stan and Shen show on Friday. If someone figures out wardrobe.
Well, apparently I got to go, which I wasn't aware of. So we'll see.
We talked about it.
I don't think we did.
I think we talked about it in a meeting.
I don't think we did at all.
I think we're going to ask someone.
We're going to ask Andrew, and he's also going to be very surprised by this.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because nobody's writing color on Friday if you don't.
That's fine.
We're going to do just sports.
Yeah.
It's here. It happened.
It's here. It happens. Someone will pick it up on Saturday. There you go. That's the big day anyway.
All right. Tom's there on Saturday with me.
Okay, great.
And Rita. So we have the Stan and Friends show on Saturday.
Apparently Colin's also there, so you can run into him. He has tickets.
Oh, he's going for tickets. And I think the interns might be coming up Wednesday.
I helped him with wardrobe.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Oh, is that the roll-up sleeve?
Well, you can't send an intern on Friday.
No, I think we don't want to subject them on Friday. I think we want to break them in.
No, I think we toss them in the deep end.
Tune in on Friday, Facebook Live, as you'll find out if we have back-to-back Stan and Friends or we have another Stan and Shen Facebook Live because someone's at a wedding.
On Saturday, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Are you more excited about the wedding on Saturday than you are about the podcast right now?
Yeah, probably. I actually need to go try on shoes at the moment.
And that's where you are. You're on the shoe thing. But we found a dress?
Did find a dress.
Are you happy with the dress?
As happy as one can be about wearing a dress.
So, how many dresses were delivered?
Delivered?
Delivered. This will be on an upcoming podcast as a question.
It's definitely over a dozen. Because somebody
was it like, under 20?
I had to get different size. I had to get two sizes for several of them.
I know how many. I had 21. I was going 21 dresses. How many styles? Let's do it that way. How many styles and then times two? Because you always get two sizes.
At least. I don't get two in all of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because. Oh. You only get one size and one if you're kind of like really, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much. All right. Hold on. Let's see.
We're going to do some math here. Ken Shaw coming up with that. Stan and Shen show on Broadway. We have small tokens of our appreciation. This segment, Delay Broad, is brought to you by Amazon Prime, which is where you saw your new show, Better Sister. Handmaid's Tale's closing out, right? So now you can finally binge that again?
Well, I'm trying to count here.
Okay. I'm trying to fill airtime. So this is where we're going to hit pause.
Oh, I was wrong. It's only 10. It's only 10. That doesn't seem right.
No, it doesn't seem right. I will take this pause portion out.
All right, hold on. Here we go. 17, give or take one.
17?
Give or take one.
All right.
Because I'm going to count.
Oh, I went over, though. So Price of Right rules, I went over.
Yeah.
Because I said 21.
No. And I mean, honestly, there were, like, the first batch I ordered, I didn't even try on because my friend said that they look like Michelle Obama dresses, and I can't wear that to a wedding. So anyway.
Well, we had the conversation. You got the guns, though, like Michelle. You got the pipes.
Yeah, so that immediately was a no-go, and I had to reorder. So I literally just opened the packages just so I could make sure what shipping label thing needed to go with which to send it back.
Where do you do your returns?
I go to the Knott Street office.
Staples or UPS?
No, it's like they accept UPS and FedEx there.
Okay, it's like a mail-in more type.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, anyway.
All right.
Sure, they've enjoyed seeing me so much. I have several more to send back.
Are you gonna put on Insta Saturday? Are you gonna be on Insta Saturday to show the dress?
Maybe. We'll see.
I'm heavily invested into this dress. Myself and Rita are both heavily invested in this dress.
Okay. All right. Maybe. Okay. We'll see.
We're going Insta. We're going Insta.
Okay. It's gonna look black. It's blue. It's navy blue though, but it's gonna look black.
You're kinda big on the blue.
Yeah. And we're going with black shoes.
Are you?
My friend said, yeah. Black shoes.
Well, yeah, white.
Just... Black shoes, black purse, silver jewelry.
Okay.
Keep it simple.
All right. I know it will shock you to say that Rita and I will be bright.
All right. Is it time to go? I'm ready to go home and go to bed.
You're welcome for the cupcakes.
Yes, thank you for that. I did eat two. Thanks for dinner.
What 2G?
I ate two of the raspberry kind, and then I had Fritos. So dinner of champions right here.
All right. Brought to you by Stan Hootie, also Cupcake Time 518. A generous sponsor of the Stan and Jen podcast.
We need a cupcake. We need a signature cupcake. I don't even know how you begin to create that. It's got to be a half and half. I don't know how you make half of a cupcake one thing and the other half another thing.
You've never
thing,
seen it?
But you need to figure
You've
it out.
You've never seen it? I do a half and half.
Good, because that's us.
I do a chocolate and vanilla half and half.
Well, it's going to be
in the cake
not
and
those.
The frosting.
It's not going to be those flavors. My side.
No chocolate?
Your side needs a little nutty.
No, munchie.
No, mine needs a little salty.
No, I'll go salty. You're going nutty.
All right, we're done. Goodbye, everybody.
All right, for Stan and Shen Show, Shen said goodbye. So we're out. This is Stan. Love your life. It's the only one you got.